The halacha is on Shabbos. One says Ritzeh in the Birkas Hamazon, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that Chazal said you mentioned the special day in the Birkas Hamazon, and as well on Rosh Chodesh, one says Yalo V'Yavo. And it's a general rule that when one says, and one forgets to Ritzeh on Shabbos, so the halacha is you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But if you forget Yalo V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to repeat. What's the rule? The rule of thumb is that if I have a chiyuv suda, if I have an obligation to eat the meal, then I have to repeat. If I have no chiyuv to eat the meal, I don't have to repeat. So on Shabbos, I have a chiyuv suda, I have to repeat the Birkas Hamazon. But on Rosh Chodesh, it's only praiseworthy, but there's no chiyuv. What about Shalosh Shittos? The halacha is you don't have to go back if you get Ritzeh. So that's because there's some shittos in the Rishonim that say you could fulfill Shalosh Shittos without bread. That's why we assume you don't go back for Ritzeh. But that's the halacha. Ritzeh we mention on Shabbos, and when you go back for Rosh Chodesh, we don't go back for, since there's no Chiyuv Sud if you get Yalav Yavo. Which leads us to the following question. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so the halacha is you have to mention both Ritzeh and Yalav Yavo in your Birkas Hamazon. So the Shulchan Aruch, so the tour quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Let's say one said Ritzeh in the Birkas Hamazon, but did not say Yalav Yavo. So the halacha is Eino Chozeh, you do not have to repeat. And why? Because the only reason you have to, as we said, you only have to repeat the meal if you forget on a Shabbos meal, not on Rosh Chodesh. Didn't you mention Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh? So therefore, it does not require you to go back. And the Torah, however, cites another opinion of Rav Yechiyah, who says one must go back. Because even though normally you don't go back when Rosh Chodesh alone, but when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, since on Shabbos you have to have a meal, so it's Rosh Chodesh, so apparently Rav Yechiyah holds you have to go back. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokes between Rav Yosef and Yechiyah when Rosh Chodesh Achol B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Achol B'Shabbos, you forget Yalav V'Yavu, do you have to go back and repeat Shmoneh Esrei? So according to Rav Yosef, it seems to be that Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos are Shtei Kedushas. They each retain their normative halacha, and that's it. And therefore, same thing applies. If you forget to say Ritzeh, you have to repeat. But if you just forget Yalo Yavo, you don't have to. And Rabbi Yechiel says, no. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, even though they're normally separate, when they're together, they form a Kedusha Achas. They infuse a different type of day. And therefore, even if you get Yalo Yavo on Shabbos, one would have to repeat. And where does the Rabbi Yechiel know this? The Torah wants to bring a raya from Rabbi Yechiel. He brings a raya from the case of Yom Kippur, which falls on Shabbos, which is happening this year, I believe, September 30th. So what happens on Yom Kippur? We know it's the only day you have a fifth tefillah. We have Ne'ilah. And we know because it's a din in Taina Sibor. It's a din in Yom Kippur. And therefore, yet the halacha is, the Torah brings down, even though the Ila is a din in a Taina Sibor, if one said the Ila but left out the Shabbos mentioned, he would have to repeat. Why? It's just a function of, the Ila is only a function of a Yom Kippur or Taina Sibor. So we see from here that even though the Shabbos has nothing to do with saying the Ila, nevertheless, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, it still has to be mentioned. So too, they want to argue, the Torah wants to say that even though Rosh Chodesh normally you don't need Yalo V'Yavo, but when it coincides with Shabbos, it must be mentioned. So we do accept the halacha by Ne'ila Yom Kippur. We don't accept the halacha by benching. What's the distinction? So the distinction perhaps could be is there's a big difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos versus Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Because one could argue that Yom Kippur and Shabbos could be a Kedusha Achas. They have, you know, similar, you know, prohibitions. But it's difficult to argue that Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are independent, are Kedusha Achas. They're Shtei Kedushas, and therefore we paskin, when it comes to benching Rosh Chodesh Achol B'Shabbos, you would not have to go back. But regarding the Ilah and Shabbos, you would have to go back. It seems to be like a similar dispute there is between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman regarding when Yontif falls out on Shabbos. So we know he has a special, you have to mention things about Yontif and Shabbos. So Rav Moshe Shaila is, what happened, you dive in the regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't mention Yontif, or the regular Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, you don't mention Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says that if he hasn't, let's say he remembers before he dive in the second Shmoneh Esrei, he says you should do the, even though you mentioned one, you should do the full Yontif and Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. You know, maybe he says Tfilas Musaf is different, but he says that for Shacharis, etc. And apparently, Rosh Shlomo Zalman argues in the Shulchan Shlomo that apparently he would say you just have to do the one that you missed. So what's in the Kuyat HaMachokas? So perhaps the issue is whether you assume it's Shtei Kedushas, like Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be holding, that they're not independent. And maybe Rav Moshe holds that when Yontif comes together with Shabbos, it's used to one Kedusha, and therefore you go ahead and you repeat the whole thing. There's an Or Sameach also regarding Kiddush on Yom Kippur, that even that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, how come there's no Kiddush? So maybe it's a different type of Kedusha, a Kippur Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, there's no din of Kiddush. Kiddush only applies on a regular Shabbos, not on a Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos.